Dr. Martin, welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me.
So tell us a little bit about the project that you're spearheading.
So we're going to establish in the spring what's going to be called the Kentucky Center for Veteran Studies. And this is going to be an evolution of our current Veteran Studies academic program, which we started about 10 years ago, and which was the first in the nation. Veteran Studies is a program that looks at veterans' identities, cultures, and experiences. It examines them critically and teaches students how to interact with vets in their future careers and home communities. The center is going to take that and provide EKU students who are moving into helping professions or who want to serve veterans in their home communities with more co-curricular experiences like volunteer opportunities. It's going to provide internships. We formed a partnership with the Department of Veterans Affairs where our students will be able to take mentors in their field and work with them and volunteer and gain some experience that will basically make them better equipped for working with and alongside veterans wherever they end up after graduation.
So how did you get the idea for doing this? And long-term, what do you see happening with these students as they progress and they learn?
So I wanted to give our students an opportunity to supplement what they're getting in the classroom with practical experience. We already offer a pretty unique academic program. Like, there's only a handful of veteran studies programs in the country. So whenever, you know, students go out or whenever professionals go out even to work in fields like psychology or nursing or social work or even policing, they'll find that they interact with veterans in a variety of professional capacities. And when they do that, it's important to be able to understand the veteran's background, their needs, the perspectives that they're bringing to that conversation or situation. Now, you can teach that in a classroom, and our students learn a lot in their interactions with vets, especially in our oral history project. But being able to volunteer for, say, the Department of Veterans Affairs, or being able to take on a service project where they design some sort of philanthropic outreach from the ground up, that's going to provide them with the kind of direct experience that will give them a competitive edge in the job market. So what my goal is personally is to take our students who want to help veterans and send them out to the world so they can make it just a little bit better place.
How long have you been working on this to get this going for the spring?
So, as far as the Veteran Studies academic program, I started this when I was working on my master's degree back in 2010.
So you're the creator of the Veteran Studies program at EKU.
I am. Yeah, it's a pretty wild story. I was still a student working on my master's degree in English, and I had worked with Dr. Brett Morris at the time, who was the director of the what's now the Office of Military Veterans Affairs. And I went up to him one day and I said, "Brett, I see a lot of these different studies programs. We have women and gender studies, Appalachian studies. We have African-American studies, but there's nothing that really does that with veterans. There's no one looking at their identities and the cultural and social issues they face. Can we do that?" He was like, "Go for it." And so there I was, a very young, idealistic grad student, sitting in at curriculum committees and proposing these big ideas and getting the full support of everyone on campus. And that's how we were able to get it started. And so I left for a few years to work on my doctorate, and I came back about 2 years ago where I worked in my primary job in first-year courses. I said, "Well, we want to basically ramp up what we've already got now and, you know, do the kinds of things that I said we wanted to do in terms of partnering our academic experiences with practical experience. And why not start a center, one that can forge partnerships with business and government and other educational institutions, one that can be a kind of a clearinghouse for, you know, different entities and individuals in the region who might want to work with EKU to, you know, provide, you know, education to their employees, to their faculty, to the people that they serve." And so what I hope long-term the Kentucky Center for Veteran Studies will become is a resource, a hub for the entire region to kind of enhance the understanding that they have of veterans and the varieties of roles that they're doing for their communities.
If you're just now joining me, I'm speaking with Dr. Travis Martin, director of the Kentucky Center for Veteran Studies. Dr. Martin, what does it mean for the university to be a part of this as a school that mostly works with veterans?
One of the catchphrases I used when pitching this was, "The place for veteran studying is the place for veteran studies." And what I meant by that is EKU has a long-standing history of being one of the top schools in the nation, previously number one, in fact, for serving veterans. And so we bring veterans in droves for that reason. And Veteran Studies is, you know, a program that is open to both veterans and non-veterans. Most of our students, in fact, are non-veterans. But the fact that we have such a robust veteran population and the fact that we have an atmosphere here where veterans and non-veterans can interact really makes EKU the unique, the ideal environment for students to come here and learn about veterans. As far as our relationship with our student vets And veteran studies being what it is, it's just completely symbiotic and they work together very well.
Tell me a little bit about the student-conducted veterans interviews with the Burge Oral History Center.
A little over a year ago, one of our instructors, Peter Barris, he's a Vietnam veteran with a background in political science, came to me with the idea of incorporating oral histories into our VTS 200 introductory course. In fact, Peter had taken part in one of these at the University of Kentucky with his father, and it was very, very healing for him and his family to be able to discuss service in that kind of way. And so he thought that our students would benefit from the same experience, and I thought that they would benefit from gaining the opportunity to learn how to communicate with veterans about service. So many people are afraid to go up to a veteran and ask them about their service. They'll thank them for their service, but sometimes it's a little intimidating to ask them what they did or ask them about the details. We try to undermine that assumption in our classes by giving students the confidence to ask those questions in meaningful and respectful ways. So what the project is a scaffolded project. They'll start off and they'll learn from our great oral historian, Neil Kasiak, who will teach them about the tenets of oral history, how to conduct them, the meanings of their importance, the significance of oral history. And then they'll go into writing a script. They'll get feedback from the instructor. They will learn all kinds of things about veterans in the course throughout the process, about the history of veterans in society, about types of things that veterans experience when they come home. And then they will move into the actual scheduling and conducting of the interview itself. And most of our students end up interviewing veterans and their family. So just like Peter experienced with his father, our students are going out and they're interviewing their parents, their grandparents, their brothers, people in their family who've served, but maybe they haven't had an in-depth or meaningful conversation with them about that service. And so again and again and again, students will tell us, this was the most meaningful project that I've had in my college experience. I have students thanking me for their college work, and it just, you know, it's amazing every time a student thanks you for homework. And they'll tell you that I never thought in a million years I would be able to bond with this person as closely as I did. And it's not always even family members. One student met a veteran at his job in a grocery store and just saw that he had a Vietnam vet hat on and asked him, hey, I've got an interview project for my class. Could I talk to you about your service? And this, a lot of our students, keep in mind, were born after 9/11. Attitudes after 9/11 towards veterans are completely different than they were after the Vietnam War. And so after conducting the interview with this vet, the student came back and he was just shocked. He had no clue that veterans from that generation were treated completely differently, that this veteran in particular felt the need to hide the fact that he had served in war because of the way the public felt towards veterans of that era. And so he came back with a completely different perspective of veterans' experiences, of American history, of his own role in listening to veterans and helping to try to let them know that they're respected and understood. And so it's a service learning component within the larger course that also makes a big difference within the community and within the lives of individual vets. And that's really what matters the most to me personally, because I just love seeing the impact it has on the community.
Is there anything else you'd like to talk about that I haven't asked you about?
I would say another thing we have going right now is our Veteran Studies Alliance. We are starting a Veteran Studies student organization that's going to be focused on service learning, and it's open to Veteran Studies minor and certificate students, as well as students who simply have a scholarly or personal interest in veterans issues, and as well as veterans themselves. And our goal is going to be to try to find ways to contribute to the well-being of veterans in our larger community, to educate the larger community, to gain, you know, experience for our students who are moving into those fields and create a professional network. We have a lot of things coming down the pike in the spring, and I'm really looking forward to what's going to be available to EKU students within the field of veteran studies.
Where can people go to find out more? Do you have a website for the Kentucky Center for Veteran Studies?
Yeah, it'll be on kcvs.eku.edu when it launches in the spring. For now, people can learn about veteran studies by going to vetstudies.eku.edu.
Dr. Travis Martin, Director of the Kentucky Center for Veteran Studies, thank you so much for joining me today.
Thank you.